Wow, wow, wow. You boys are as good as they say you are, huh? Couple of handsome fellas too at that. I should probably introduce myself. I'm your new agent. Yeah, you can call me Donovan. All my friends do. Yeah, I'm sorry to inform you, but your old agent, I know that y'all got along with him, but the record label didn't like him anymore. Y'all are on your fifth album, and you haven't even scratched anywhere near the top 100 list. You know, we need to make some changes around here. I know that y'all have a folksy sort of appeal that it really does show that you have a lot of talent, you have a lot of potential. You know, I've never seen a group in this genre go this far in the industry, so it's really important to acknowledge that first, but it's really nothing compared to pop music. Yeah, like, I know that y'all are really set in your ways, but we need to liven up things around here, and, you know, I have to, listen, don't get mad at me, like, I'm just the messenger here. The numbers show, like, y'all are facing a steep decline. You may not even be able to do this full time anymore. Yeah, you know, I'm just here telling you what the record label told me. And that's, you know, we've got to go back to the 70s, go back to the 80s. And you have the perfect look for that. You know, maybe gel your hair up a little bit. And, you know, we're gonna change your sort of branding, if you will, into something more modern. You know, it's what people are into these days. It's drugs, sex, and rock and roll, you know. So first, we're going to have to ditch the acoustic sound. We're going to do a complete rebrand for your sixth album. Like, really just think Metallica, right? But sexier. We do not have it in our budget for face paint or really any leather gear or, you know, any body modifications, any piercings or anything. So here's what the costume department and I have come up with. Just take a look real quick. So we're ditching the cowboy hats, of course. It's about damn time. It's the 21st century. And really expect to go out shirtless too, of course. It's a real, like, modern look for, you know, a singer or a band to not have any shirts on, especially because it's getting hot out there too. It's almost summer. So expect to be shirtless on tour at all times. And no pants, of course. You know, pants are... We're trying to give you a rebellious look. So, like, walking out on the stage without your pants, that's a statement right there. Not a pair of denim jeans, not a pair of, like, Levi's. No, we need to get you just no shirts, no pants, right? Okay, and... Okay, no shoes and no socks. You know, like... We've checked Twitter a lot. Feet, they are in, baby. They are in. They are the next hottest thing. They are what everyone's craving is just bare feet, toes. Definitely try to incorporate that in your performance. We're giving you a lot of stationary footwork. So, you know, your best bet is to just go out there without any shoes or any socks, you know, and just like, just envision that real quick. Like, no shoes, no socks. It looks amazing. It looks stellar. We're going to save so much money. So lastly, no underwear. I'm talking to you. No boxers, no briefs, no jocks, no thongs. Those are too expensive. Just no underwear. So we got no hats, no shirt. No pants, no underwear, no socks, no shoes. You got that? It's very simple. Like, I think this outfit, it's a home run right here. You know, we've got star potential. What's that? Yeah, you're going to be completely naked. Yeah, we're changing your name too. Listen, the Memphis Brothers, it's not working. It's not working. You Google it, the Memphis Brothers, there's 1,000 cover bands. There's 1,000 Facebook, like, one, you all aren't even brothers. Two, y'all are from Alabama. I don't know who came up with Memphis, but listen, we need to rebrand completely. We need a complete turnover. It's going to generate so much press. I don't care if it's negative press or not. We are going to rebrand you all as the Naked Masturbators. There is no other band that calls themselves that. It's too humiliating. No one else will do it, but you all will. And you know why? Because you signed the contract. You all signed the contract. We could change your name. We can change how you look whenever you appear, wherever you appear on the public space. So you are going to be the Naked Masturbators. That's final. The board members decided this. I did not. I voted on it, and I voted yes, because I believe that you all can be Naked Masturbators, especially you back there, the drummer. Oh man, I bet you got some nice strokes. So let's get naked. I'm not going to get naked. I'm your agent. So you all get naked right now. Okay, great. Oh, most of you are uncut. That is great. That is the diversity that we are looking for here. Okay, so I'm thinking for the album cover, we have the bassist on one side, the guitarist on the other side. The drummer, sorry, I did not get the chance to know your names. But, you know, the drummer, you have a pretty big dick, so how about you just jam it into the singer's mouth? That'll be pretty funny. And we'll have the bassist and the guitarist let's hold your legs open in like a spread eagle position. So let's try that out right now. Yeah, so like, yeah, you're gonna have to like grab his ass. Like, I can't see his hole at all. His ass cheeks are just way too big. So like you with the left hand pull it towards you, yeah, and then you pull it there. Okay, and shove your dick deeper down his throat. Like deeper, like I'm talking all the way. I don't care if it gets hard. Okay, stretch it just a little bit more. Okay, and then now someone take the microphone over there and then just shove it in. Yeah. Like just a little, not all the way. No, the other way. Yeah, flip it. Yeah, there you go. Okay, good. And let me just... One for the label. And two just for me. Thank you. Okay, at ease. just go back to what you're doing. So we got to talk about the meet and greets, right? I know that y'all are trying to keep your lives private, separate from work and play. I get that. But this is the prime time for relatability. Your fans want to know you. They want to know what you do and what you do when you're naked. So again, we are going to have you naked at all times, even at home. You know, you will be probably the only naked celebrities ever in the modern age, the first ones. And we have decided we're going to install security cameras all throughout your living premises. You know, like at the zoo where they have like all those cameras around, you can watch them like 24/7 if you want. That's going to be you, for a small fee for the fans, of course. But that's going to rake in loads of cash, especially as we pander to the gay male demographic. We have you fellas booked for pride events all across the country, just everywhere. You will be naked and running around on airplanes, buses, and you'll have security guards. It'll be completely fine. No one's going to touch you, except maybe like during the meet and greets. You know, a fan may, you know, come up and hug you and everything, but don't worry, they will be fully clothed. They will not do anything to you. We will make sure that you will just be naked and, you know, maybe just take a picture with them, sign an autograph, let them kiss any part of your body, you know, whatever comes natural. We will be there and we will be monitoring it closely, putting it on your social media feeds and putting it on any feed that we can, so that way when someone Googles you, they will see your full naked body. How's that sound? Actually, you know what? I don't care. So like talking about your meet and greets and everything, we want you to look excited when you see your fans. So we will have you pumped full of the best aphrodisiacs known to man. The stuff the porn stars use. I don't know how we got our hands on it. So yeah, just be ready for that. You know, don't have to worry about any performances or anything. We're just having a really simple choreography for y'all. It's just, you know, just hip gyrations, body rolls, you know, fucking a fleshlight on stage, whatever we got like lying around. Don't worry, You will be taken care of. We will make sure that you are not lightheaded during any of the performances. You can just focus on maintaining that erection and singing the bait tunes. That's right. We are going into the bait tune market. What are bait tunes? Oh, I'm glad you asked. They are the most lucrative genre of music right now. Gay men have completely changed music. They have completely just dominated the music space. So we had to start pandering to them now. We had to get in early. We had to get in while it's fresh. And like, there's going to be a lot of public backlash. But listen, if we do this right, you will be stars. If we do this wrong, your careers will be in the gutter. But that doesn't matter to me. So now get to practice, okay? I'll see you naked masturbators out on stage.